Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our weekly sermon. We're in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16, and we are continuing a series on peace. This is the fifth in the series. Ephesians 4, starting at verse 1, goes this way. As a prisoner of the Lord, I beg you to live in a way that is worthy of the people God has chosen to be his own. Always be humble and gentle. Patiently put up with each other and love each other. Try your best to let God's Spirit keep your hearts united. Do this by living at peace. All of you are part of the same body. There is only one Spirit of God, just as you were given one hope when you were chosen to be God's people. We have only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There is one God who is the Father of all people. Not only is God above all others, but he works by using all of us, and he lives in all of us. Christ has generously divided out his gifts to us. As the scriptures say, when he went up to the highest place, he led away many prisoners and gave gifts to people. When it says he went up, it means that Christ had been deep in the earth. This also means that the one who went deep into the earth is the same one who went into the highest heaven, so he would fill the whole universe. Christ chose some of us to be apostles, prophets, missionaries, pastors, and teachers so his people would learn to serve and his body would grow strong. This will continue until we are not united by our faith and by our understanding of the Son of God. Then we will be mature, just as Christ is, and we will be completely like him. We must stop acting like children. We must not let deceitful people trick us by their false teachings, which are like winds that toss us around from place to place. Love should always make us tell the truth. Then we will grow in every way and be more like Christ, the head of the body. Christ holds it all together and makes it all of its parts work perfectly as it grows and becomes strong because of love. So in a contentious world, what is your responsibility as a follower of Jesus? I've been watching a Facebook argument about a certain pizza parlor, not in the immediate area here. It's gotten pretty rough with people from the community complaining about the quality of pizza and the pizza parlor complaining about the quality of the customers. It's a conversation that would have been just a few years ago happening in a few houses and with a few customers. But with social media, it's blown up into a community-wide mud-throwing contest that is remarkably embarrassing to watch. Well, perhaps also really amusing to watch as well. It's sad, because good people are choosing up sides and more people are getting angry. Why folks have decided that this is the hill upon which they want to die, as the saying goes, is a complete mystery. And it's not nearly the only one on Facebook or on Twitter. Who is right and wrong is almost entirely obscured by the anger, the hurt, and the interesting revelation to the world who the nastiest folks in the town are. I'm sure they are convinced that they are doing the work of justice, but to be honest, it's a tempest in a teapot. Someone, a true spirit in my book, even went so far as to put up a graphic of the sun, and in front of its image, images of the planets, and deftly pointed out that this argument is about the same size and importance, one might say, as the Earth is in relationship to the sun. Small, inconsequential, perhaps very, very overblown, absorbing huge amounts of energy and succeeding mostly in hurting lots of people's feelings, making a mountain out of a molehill. Maybe it makes one or two persons feel good at some level, but it obscures the reality that if someone doesn't like your pizza or a customer is rude, it doesn't mean we should set the world on fire, especially if one is a follower of Jesus. Because the followers of Jesus are peacemakers. In a world where yelling at the bad guy is a given, the disciples are characterized by their humbleness and generosity, not just of money, but of love. Being online, and I suppose therefore somewhat anonymous, doesn't give us a license to yell, accuse, or abuse others. Quite the opposite. We're even online to be like Jesus, who in Isaiah 53, verse 7, is characterized in this way. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In Ephesians 4, the Apostle Paul even goes so far as to argue that the most obvious characteristic of a Christian in Christian community ought to be their humility and gentleness. Reminder, no one ever said following Jesus would be easy. In fact, Jesus said it would be like taking up a cross and following him. Because living in peace isn't easy. It means hearing the anger and responding with love, with caring, and with concern, but not passing the anger on. Yes, the pizza was awful. Yes, the customer was rude. Now, how can we change that? Because we all love good pizza, and we all love loyal, delighted, happy customers. So what do we need to do to make that true? One of the other restaurants in town figured out it was a great time to go on Facebook and point out that they have amazing artisan pizzas with gourmet ingredients and a wonderful set of staffers that would be delighted to provide them an excellent pizza experience. They even have gluten-free, which is important in my household. Maybe not a solution to what's going on, but a right excellent retort that gets people thinking outside the box of anger. But for the people of God, a reminder, we are not a people of anger, of self-righteousness. We are not the underdogs, but rather the children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and are invited, yea, even commanded, to love our neighbors and even our enemies. And doing so reveal the fact that the kingdom of God is already here. Now, crazily, the calendar says it's not only fall with its leaves on the way down and acorns falling like rain and cold temperatures that force us to find those unused thermostats, but it's also election time, and the politicians' signs are growing like weeds. And so are the tempers. Maybe between now and November 8th, we ought to reveal ourselves as Jesus' people, the peacemakers. Hearing the angst and the anger, and returning for it humility and gentleness, grace and peace. Because we're not at all weak. We are strong, and we all want to be like Christ Jesus our Lord. It's just a thought. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us for this version of Today's Word. If you have questions, you can email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check us out at our website, www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for stopping by.